Sides. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man allegedly caught selling drugs to pupils at a Durban high school will make his first appearance in court today. Police nabbed the 29-year-old outside a school in Lamontville yesterday. The provincial SAPS's Robert Netshuende says social crime prevention officers received a tip-off and carried out the arrest.
During the execution of the operation, the suspect was found inside a room next to the high school and was found with 10 pupils, of which 8 of them were girls. He was also found in possession of dagga, which he was selling to young school children. With police officers prioritizing the future of the children and the ongoing final examination, learners were given a stern warning in the presence of their parents before they were released.
The South African National Blood Service has made an appeal for donations, saying there are just 3 days' worth of stocks left in KZN. The service's Kulegani Zuma says they're appealing to people to please step forward and make donations. The SANBS is launching a campaign this week aimed at raising blood stocks ahead of the festive season. Zuma says they need to have a sufficient supply as the demand during the holidays is higher due to increased road crashes and emergencies. He says ideally they need 5 days' worth of stocks to be safe.
We're approaching the festive season. People, they tend to move around provinces because of holidays. So we want people, when they visit KZN and other provinces, they know that they're safe, they're covered, there's enough blood for everyone. We just want to encourage everyone with this campaign that if you are fit and able to donate, please take 30 minutes of your time to come out and donate blood to know that you are saving a life. You need to be the age of 16 and above. You must weigh 50 kgs and make sure you have a meal or a snack before you donate blood. They can just go on our website and find out their nearest blood drive, depending where they stay.
And former world heavyweight champion Mike Tyson is facing criticism for returning to the ring at the age of 58. The American will fight 27-year-old YouTuber Jake Paul in a Netflix-backed bout in Texas tomorrow. He'll face off over 8 2-minute rounds. Tyson last fought professionally in 2005. Critics have described the bout as a circus act with an unacceptable level of risk to Tyson. He'll reportedly receive the equivalent of over 360 million rand. Paul says he won't hold back.
You know, I fear no man, so I want him to be that old savage, Mike. He says he's going to kill me. Is that what you're going to do, Mike? Because I'm ready. I want that killer. I want the hardest match possible Friday night, and I want there to be no excuses when I knock him out. So is that what you're going to bring, homicidal?
I'm just ready.
A recap of our lead story. A man allegedly caught selling drugs to pupils at a Durban high school will make his first appearance in court today. Police nabbed the 29-year-old outside a school in Lamontville yesterday. That's it from the Newswatch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.